Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael Penn, coming to you from the great state of Texas. I was asked this question recently, and I'm going to attempt to answer it in this podcast. How do you let go of everything and completely let God take over? How do you let Him have control of your life? The short answer is surrender. What does surrender mean? Well, it means that you cease or stop resisting and you submit to someone's authority. That's the simple answer, is that you surrender. That requires you to swallow your pride. Because pride is saying, I know better than God. I'm in control. I don't need His help. I'm going to do things my way. And surrender is the exact opposite of that. To live the life that God has planned for us, we need to surrender. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work out for good to them that are called according to God's purpose. And we also know many, many other verses that speak about God's love for us, God's plan for us, what He wants to do for us. And it can't happen if we're being disobedient and if we're not surrendering. So let's go to one of the most popular verses in the Bible that even non-churchgoers probably know, which is Jeremiah 29:11. And I'm going to read it to you from The Message. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you and not abandon you. Plans to give you the future that you hope for. When you call on me, when you come and pray to me, I'll listen. When you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. I'll turn things around for you. I went on through verse 15, I believe. That pretty much says it all right there. But I will give you some more insight, some more information. Jesus told His disciples that if anyone would come after Him and deny themselves and take up his cross and follow Him, for whoever would save his life would lose it, and whoever would lose his life for my sake would find it. That's another verse and an instance telling us that we have to surrender. Now, in that one verse, there are some challenges and steps that you need to take in order to have a surrendered life. First of all, you have to be open to it. And a lot of people are closed and they think they're open, but they're not. Because to fully surrender means that you're, as my pastor would say, all in. You can't give Him parts of your life, parts of yourself, and not all of it. You have to deny yourself. You have to come to the end of yourself and let Him take over. Take up His cross. Follow Him. He has given us an open invitation. We just have to do it. And it's not as hard as you think. It is possible to completely surrender to the Lord. It really, really is possible. Now, the enemy does not want me to talk about this. He is messing with my phone and the notes that I wrote for myself, okay? That's okay. We're just going to keep plugging right on through. Your Christian walk will reveal to you and everybody else around you if you have completely surrendered or not. They will know, because you will have a peace that passes all understanding. You're not going to be easily rattled and worried about things. Why? Because you've surrendered it. You have denied yourself, and you've embraced the fact that God is who He says He is. And so you're not worried about anything. So deny yourself. Take up the cross. We know that Jesus paid the penalty for our sins, but we also share in the burden of carrying the cross and how we minister to others and how our hearts yearn for others to be saved. You take up the cross when you follow Jesus because people are going to come against you. Not everybody's going to be happy that you're a believer. Now, we surrender all the time. So the real question is, why won't you surrender to God? That's the real question. When you go on an airplane, you're surrendering to the knowledge and the skills of the pilot. When you go on a cruise, you're surrendering to the knowledge and the skills of the captain. When you take a taxi cab or an Uber, as we call it nowadays, you are surrendering to the knowledge and the skills of the driver. You're surrendering all the time. When you get on an operating table, you are surrendering to the knowledge and the skills and the experience of the surgeon. God trumps all of those people. He knows everything. He created everything. And surrender is really the key to opening the door to blessings. What do you need to surrender? What does God want you to surrender? Your mind, your will, your body, your relationships, your finances, your career, and your future. And you need to ask yourself, what haven't you given over to God? In which area of my life am I not fully obedient? You know, the Lord is going to provide at the point of surrender. And so we can look at Genesis, I believe it's chapter 22, where we have the story of Abraham, whom God tells to offer up his son Isaac as a burnt offering instead of a ram. God was testing Abraham. He was testing him at the point of surrender. Now, Abraham, being a truly godly man and the father of nations, he did exactly what the Lord wanted him to, almost. He had the knife in his hand. He put the knife above his head. He was about to come down. The Lord calls out from heaven, stop. You don't have to sacrifice your son. You passed. We know now that you're fully committed to God and you were willing to surrender your son. So we know you'll do whatever we need you to do for the kingdom. And because of Abraham's full surrender, he became the father of nations, and God promised him that his descendants would be blessed and that there would be as many as the grains of sand or the stars in the sky. So you see, surrender has a domino effect. Many things can come out of surrender, including miracles, signs and wonders and blessings. So pray about whether you have pride and that's why you won't surrender, or if you have fear, which goes along with pride, and that's why you won't surrender. Or if you just really aren't sure that God is who He says He is, and that's a different challenge or struggle. I encourage all of you to study the word for yourself. Just don't take my word for it. I encourage you to go to Bible study classes, equip classes, whatever your church calls them. I encourage you to listen to Bible believing, Bible teaching ministers on video, like Robert Morris of Gateway or T.D. Jakes of the Potter's House, Joyce Meyer. I mean, there's so many really good ministers out there, but seek the word. And most of all, let the Holy Spirit speak to you about this topic of surrendering and fully being obedient to the Lord. Okay? I hope I shared some words of wisdom with you that will clarify how you can begin to let go of everything and let God take over. And as always, remember that Jesus loves you, and so do I. Be blessed.